Good morning, Robin. We're getting stunning new details that just came in. Tamerlan Zaniyaw's mother said he called her during the firefight with police. He said, quote, they've started shooting at us. They're chasing us. Mama, I love you. Then the phone went dead. And now you'll see and hear how the intense standoff unfolded.
We've got explosives being detonated.
These are the dramatic moments heard on police scanners when Watertown authorities had the deadly confrontation with the most wanted men in America. Sources tell ABC News the suspects battled police with at least five homemade bombs in the firefight. Three exploded, including a pressure cooker bomb, like the ones used in the assault on the Boston Marathon.
There was a huge explosion, and that was we believe that was the pressure cooker bomb that went off.
The Watertown police chief told ABC's Martha Raddatz.
They brought the fight to us.
ABC News has learned the older brother, Tamerlan Zaniyaw, allegedly stood with the smoke swirling around him, refusing to retreat, firing away at police before being killed in the exchange.
Rushing one down on Wall Street in custody.
Turns out that the Russian government was suspicious of Tamerlan back in 2011, even though he had been living in the U.S. for years after coming here from that country as a child with his parents. Russian authorities feared Tamerlan was going to travel from the U.S. back to Russia to connect with Islamic radicals they had been fighting for years. They asked the FBI to investigate. The FBI interviewed Tamerlan, who at that point appeared to be living the American dream, a gifted boxer who wanted to fight for America in the Olympics. But after looking into his phone records, websites he had visited, and associates, the FBI found no ties to terrorists. By law, FBI officials said, monitoring had to stop, barring new negative information. The FBI was no longer watching, but after Tamerlan returned from a six-month trip to Russia, a dark side began to emerge. He was charged in Cambridge with beating a former girlfriend, started uploading violent videos urging jihad to his YouTube channel.
And that's why they demonize as a terrorist.
Authorities never saw this coming.
Some investigators believe Tamerlan was the leader and convinced his younger brother to embrace jihad.